Good morning. It's good to have you guys here. So what day is it?
Today is
Sunday. It is the 25th. What else?
Reformation Sunday.
Why do we care? Evelyn?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but... What's that? You don't know either. Care because something you just went to Sunday school class, so you don't count. Talked about this, okay, dude? No at all. Reformation Sunday. Yeah, it's this whole thing about this guy named Martin Luther. Once upon a time, there was a guy named Marty. Marty Luther. And Marty Luther wanted to be a lawyer. His dad wanted to be him be a lawyer, too. But something happened. One day, the legend goes, he was walking home from a party, and there was a terrible storm. Can you guys be the storm? No, it was a terrible storm. It was loud, and there was crashing. You'd be the lightning. Wait a second. The choir is really good at this. And there was lightning. And thunder. Sorry, I was on the play last week. Sorry. I so wish I would have gotten a video of that. I keep saying, there was this terrible thunderstorm going on, and Luther was so afraid, he threw himself to the ground, and he said, Saint Anne, save me, and I will become a priest. And Saint Anne saved him. The storm didn't kill him, and you know what ended up happening? He had to become a priest. His dad was furious.
He's like, you better go back to law school right now, otherwise I will punch you in the face.
Probably not quite that bad, but he was really upset with him, right? So Luther became a monk. What's a monk? It's sort of like a priest, but you're part of a religious order, and he became an Augustinian monk, and then something happened. Luther was so afraid of God. He thought God was going to punish him. And so Luther would confess his sins to his father confessor every day like he was supposed to, and he would drone on for hours. Oh, Lord, I stole a pencil. Oh, Lord, I said something. He would just, it was boring. And so one day his father confessed. His father confessor would look in his cell crying out to God, I'm so horrible, I'm so horrible. And his father confessor said to him, Luther, I have listened to your confession for 2 years, and not once have I heard you say anything remotely interesting. Read the gospel. And when Luther read the gospel, you know what he found there? He found a God who was not just judging him and saying, oh, you had better clean your room. You, sit still. Quit sitting in the middle where the pastor sits. Instead, he found a God who loved him. Suddenly, Luther was set free. He no longer had to be afraid of God anymore. He found a God who loved him. That's what began the Reformation. He began to see God in a new way, as someone who loved us even when we have cool blue shoes or pink shoes. God who loves us even when we forget to wear red on Reformation Sunday. Like Mark did. Now he's in his robe, so he doesn't have to be ashamed anymore. But yeah, he's in green. That's good. This is the God of our Reformation. This is the God of the world, who sets us free to love each other and to love God. So that was Martin Luther. He was kind of an old guy way back in the olden days. But today, even today, we celebrate what he taught us, that God sets us free to love each other. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank people like Marty Luther, who helps us to understand God and Scripture in a new way, and helps us to be wonderful children of God. And everybody said,
amen. Amen.
Thank you. You're wearing red. You're the man.